So without further ado, I want to jump right in and get started here today with a prayer. And once again, thank you all. Good morning, Brother Emmanuel. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Donita, good to see you. Praise God. So many friendly faces popping up on my screen. It's awesome. So, Father God, we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord. Truly, there is none like you and none with whom to compare you. I feel your Spirit's presence this morning as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we give honor and glory to the one who loved us from before time was and proved that love in giving his own life. But thankfully, it didn't stay the way that it looked, because on the third day, he rose with healing in his wings, with victory for us all. And so, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to gather with your people. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word. We thank you for this opportunity to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask this morning that you would look with favor upon those who are sick and affirm this morning, in particular those, God, who have contracted the coronavirus and are dealing with the COVID-19 condition that it produces. Father, we ask, God, that you would be merciful, be kind, as you always are. Lord, let them say in their heart, I trust you, God. Deliver them, I pray. Father, for those who have lost loved ones, for the many grieving in this country and around the world, Lord, we say, comfort, Lord, comfort in Jesus' name, as only you can, Father God. Comfort, Holy Spirit. Wrap your arms around them and let them know that you are there. Now, God, we give you praise once again for this day and this time and these people. And with that, Lord, we submit this prayer in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus and for his glory's sake. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Once again, happy Resurrection Day to each and every one of you. Good morning, Minister Felicia. Good to see you. Good morning, Darius. Good to see you, my man. Praise God. Sister Amanda. So many of my friends and family here today. It just gives me great joy to see you. So we have been working on began on last week on a brand new topic for the month of April, and we're calling it eight R's for right now. And I gotta tell you, I got a little heavy with them last week and jumped straight into some things, and we dropped three on you last week. I promise you we're gonna get to all eight of them and maybe a couple of extras, who knows. But even before I get into that, I want to do just a couple of housekeeping notes, right? So, obviously, you are all familiar with Facebook. Some of our friends are not. But we thank God for you who are on Facebook, who are familiar with the application and are part of the DT Live page and group and family. I do want to apologize again for last week, the skipping and that kind of thing, and let you know that there are always audios available of the broadcast. So we're making sure, one way or another, to get this word to you. And so we've made each of these for like the past several weeks, actually. We're creating a lot of content. And for the last several weeks, we have made our DT Live presentations available for Transformation Hour and for Wednesday evenings with Pastor or Minister Regina Rogers. We also are making the calls that happen on Sunday at 11 available. All of those are available in an audio format at the Deliverance Temple .org website. And so just to let you know, you can quickly get to those by going to Deliverance Temple. If you're on a PC or Mac, just look on the right-hand side. You'll see lots of audio there for you to listen to, including the Sunday morning calls at 11 are on there. There's all their information in the page here about how to access those by phone, etc. Don't want to belabor that. Something, though, that I do want you to be aware of and pay attention to is that you can at any time find the announcements, the latest announcements that we have on Facebook in our DT Live Facebook page by simply clicking on announcements. Now, if you're on a computer, it's going to be on the left side of your screen. You'll see announcements. Just click on there and it will tell you not only how many there are, but take you directly to them and you can scroll down through. I think we have about four right now that we're keeping right there. Likewise, if you're on a phone, it should be right at the top of your screen under the picture there that that we have presently of Bishop and First Lady. You'll see the term announcements. Just click on that tab, hit that button, and you'll be taken to the announcements immediately. So, wanted to let you know about that. Thirdly, just to familiarize you with a little bit, let me tell you, I was on Facebook for years before I realized that this was even possible in a group, but also on the, I forget where it is on the phone, but certainly on a desktop or a laptop, on the left-hand side again, if you scroll down, look down a little further, you will see a search bar that says, search this group. And if you type in there just the name of someone who you're looking for that might have posted, like myself, if you just type in Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, or type in Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, or something of that nature, it's going to bring you real quickly to the most recent posts and such that we've done. And you can just scroll down more quickly to find things like Transformation Hour broadcast there. So, that housekeeping out of the way, I want you to also tell our non-internet friends about the fact that they can use the call feature on their phone. Just dial in the information that is here also as an announcement in this page. You can tell them the phone number, the access code, etc., so that they can hear these broadcasts again. If there's any further questions about that kind of thing, just hit me up. Send me a text or an email or just hit me up with a message here in Messenger, and I'll be happy to get back with you on how to access that. Okay? Good morning, Sister Kamara. Good to see you. Praise God. It is Resurrection Day. It is Resurrection Day, and man, just take a deep breath. I am so amazingly stoked about this. First of all, because I'm here and you're here on this Resurrection Day. It didn't have to be like that, but God saw fit that we would be here and be here together today. And so I don't want to take that for granted at all. I don't want to take that for granted. Good morning, Sister Patricia, finally, she's watching. She says, I'm glad that you are. Praise God. So last week we began our 8 R's for now with three right off the bat. Remembering was our first R. And we said that it was important that we, especially at this time, listen, I believe this is a now word for right now for Deliverance Temple and whoever you are hearing the replay of this, wherever you are, this is a now word. These 8 R's are for now. That's how he gave it to me. These are 8 R's for now. And so right now, I challenge you to, that's a nice challenge, a gentle challenge, by the way, not a mean one, but I challenge you to remember the promises of God, remember the prophecies of God, both those generally and for you specifically, what God has said to you in times past. He wants you to remember that Remember that he hasn't forgotten. Remember that he hadn't changed his mind. Remember that he is still on track. Listen, he doesn't get off schedule. We get thrown off by all kinds of distractions. My good friend Felix Anderson wrote a book called Dominate Your Distractions. And that's what we have to do, is learn to dominate those distractions. How do you do that? Well, first of all, by remembering what God said. Remembering what he has spoken to you already. So when those distractions come up, when you know, the enemy is trying to pull you off, when the cares of this life are trying to pull you away, as they will do, and especially in this present circumstance that we, you know, find ourselves in, distractions are myriad. They're everywhere. And so, as I admonished you last week a little bit, you do well to watch, you know, no more than, listen, I'm not trying to be legalistic. You do what you want. You're grown. But you might want to hold your TV watching, your news watching in particular, to maybe an hour a day, just kind of to be on the safe side there. Because there is a ton of bad news out there. And most of it is what they just reported last hour and yesterday and last week. So it's okay, one thing, to kind of get caught up on what's up today. But listen, you don't want to inundate your mind and your heart with all of that. You want to, you know, do what you're supposed to do. Stay home as much as possible until this thing is over. Pray. Trust God that he's absolutely going to bring us out, as he's doing right now. Remember his promises. Remember the prophecies. Remember. And then we said the second R was for refresh. Refresh your vision. Sometimes our vision gets really cloudy with respect to the things that are going on. Again, those distractions that you are to dominate. Listen, we're to be above the circumstances. You're never to be under the circumstances. I know that's one of those colloquial phrases that we have. Well, under the circumstances, you don't have any business being under the circumstances. And if you find yourself being under the circumstances, do what Peter did when he was walking on the water and began to sink. He reached up and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus will be right there to pull you out of that mind fog that you've allowed yourself to slip into. The distractions that he needs out of the way so you can remember and then refresh your vision. The vision that he gave you about your life, your ministry. You know, oh my God. Right now I'm thinking about the fact that it's so easy, and I'm not coming for you, whoever you are, but I'm just putting this out there. It's so easy to allow ourselves a diversion from the distraction. The distraction comes, and our response or reaction, even probably more appropriately said, our reaction is to try to divert our attention. Sometimes we do that with a bunch of television or what have you. Sometimes we do that with drugs or alcohol. Sometimes we do that with other means. But that diversion, again, just becomes a further distraction from what God is calling us to do at this time, which is to, number one, remember and then refresh our vision. And we said then to renew our commitment. Some of us have let our commitment slip. And let me tell you, if there's any appropriate time, if there's a real good time to renew your commitment, Resurrection Sunday would be the time. Let me tell you, there's no better time than today, as we are remembering what Jesus has done for us, as we are remembering how he has made the way for us, how he has taken everything with respect to our sin and shortcomings, put it on his back, defeated it at the cross, and rose victoriously on the third day. Hallelujah. It's time to renew our commitment to that Jesus. Time to renew our commitment to God. So, of course, today you can probably guess what at least one of the R's. I want to cover a couple of them if we have time to do so today. But one of the R's, obviously, that we want to talk about today is resurrect or resurrection. This is Resurrection Day. But when I began to think about that and I began to take a look at where I wanted to go or what the Lord really wanted to say about resurrection, something kind of unexpected happened for me. Because I'm thinking, I'm immediately at the tomb, Resurrection Day, we go straight there. And he began to say, here's what I want to do. Because listen, remember that these are eight R's for now, for right now. And so not just because it is Resurrection Sunday, but because he wants to send us a right now word about resurrection, he posed this question. What, it's a resurrection of what, Mark? And I'm like, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that. We get that one right off the bat. But I want you to understand that it's not just about the event. It's not just about that glorious fact. But there are so many benefits. There are so many things attached to that that he wants us to understand right now. And I have no doubt in my mind that this word is coming so strongly because, or at least in large part, due to the circumstances in which we find ourselves with respect to the coronavirus and COVID-19 that has gripped the attention of the entire world. I mean, you'd be under a rock times 10 to not have heard by now, not be aware by now. You might be trying to ignore it. You might be trying to dismiss it, but you're aware. And so with that in mind, I believe the Lord says, I want today, I want right now, I want this period of time right now during which we are studying these eight R's to be a time of the resurrection of hope. Wow. I'm like, okay, Lord, that's good. That's good. That's good. Resurrection of hope. Resurrection of hope. We have let our hope slip and slide around. It's been kind of an uncertain thing. And something like this, which, you know, is again unprecedented. We've never quite seen anything like this, even with the so-called swine flu that happened some years ago. We've not quite seen something like the pandemic at hand. We have literally thousands of people dying, even here in the United States, and it threatens. It threatens. Some of us have experienced loved ones or our close friends even that have succumbed to the virus. And it, you know, it's real. And it absolutely gives one cause for pause. It absolutely gives one cause for questioning. You know, if not God, certainly questioning your own situation and circumstances and questioning the hope that you once had. I want to be very, very crystal clear today that God wants to let you know that he intends to resurrect hope in you. Listen, some of us, can I say this without being nosy? Can I lean into the camera just a little bit and say without being too nosy? But I know it's true that some of us were going through things before Corona showed up. Oh, Lord. Some of us have been going through some things for a minute. Some of you know firsthand about sickness. outside of Corona. Some of you firsthand know about economic insecurity. Some of you know about relationship issues that were crazy even before Corona showed up. And so these things tend to weigh heavily on one's hope, one's sense of optimism about the future, especially if you have failed to remember what God has spoken to you beforehand. If you fail to refresh your vision, to clear the fog of the stuff that is just nailing at you every day, beating at you. And then you have this whole pandemic situation come over like one more thing. I mean, my God, can I take anything else? Is there any hope left? I want you to know that there is hope in Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we celebrate here on Resurrection Sunday, is a resurrection of hope, first and foremost. His own disciples were questioning after they had so much hope. We just on last Sunday looked at Palm Sunday. And the folks, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hope is restored. Oh, yes, it's gonna happen after all. Hallelujah. And that hope seemingly was quickly dashed. Oh, yes, Sister Donita, God is faithful. Hallelujah. It seemed that hope was dashed. I know for some of you, not myself, because I'm out every day as a part of an agency that is designated as essential workers. We're out every day at Recovery Outreach Services, my wife's business, ministering to people. It is a ministry. But for others, you've been in the house, I mean, literally in the house for weeks, some of you. And it is very difficult and challenging, at least, to remain hopeful. But I'm telling you, bridging from last week into this week, remembering what God said, remembering who he is the first step. Refresh your vision, renew your commitment to him. So I want to look at a couple of scriptures here, if I can do this. Praise God. This may be a little difficult for me. But one of them is found in Lamentations, and we're going to go to chapter 3. Make it easy on myself here. Do it like this. And I want to start at verse 17 and read a little bit here. This is Lamentations in the Old Testament. I said, what? Is that a book of the Bible? Yes, it actually is. I know sometimes we are unfamiliar with some of these, and so we're going to reach back and grab this one today. And I want to read from the New American Standard Version, my personal favorite, but you can use whichever one you want. Verse 17, my soul has been rejected from peace. I have forgotten happiness. Listen, forgetting is the opposite of remembering, right? I've forgotten happiness. So I say my strength has perished, and so has my hope from the Lord. Watch out for this. Watch out for this right here. He said, first of all, my soul has been rejected from peace. I've forgotten happiness. When you forget what God has said, when you forget what he has promised, you begin to slide down a slippery slope right there. And the very next thing, verse 18, he said, so I say, watch out, because in your mouth, in your tongue is the power of life and death. So says the scripture. He says, I say, my strength has perished. I say, my hope has perished from the Lord. Not necessarily true, but that's what I'm saying, because I've allowed the circumstances to overwhelm me here. Oh, but praise God. Verse 19. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. What are you recalling to mind that gives you hope? Verse 22, the Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. King James says his mercies are new every morning. Every morning, his compassion, his mercy is renewed. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Oh, he got a new tune now. Therefore, I have hope in him. Lord, now listen, I hope you caught that right there. My hope is not in the vaccine. My hope is not in the stimulus package. I hope all that works out and does, you know, real quick. But I've known mankind long enough and been part of that crew long enough to know that we, you know, we're not always the best at trustworthiness. We make some great promises. It's all going to be great. It's all going to be wonderful. But the writer here says, my hope, when I remembered that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, that his mercies never come to an end, that they are new every morning. When I remembered that, I said, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I have hope in him, in him, in him. That's the part I want you to get right there. Our resurrection hope this morning, our hope of resurrecting hope, is in Jesus. It is in God. It's not in the circumstances. It's not in the promises of men, no matter how nice they might be. I haven't seen a dime yet of that stimulus money. I don't know when it's going to happen or if. But my hope is in God today. My hope is in him. Verse 25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. Wait on him, y'all. The Lord is good for those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning that your hope is placed in the right place when it is placed in God. Despite the circumstances that are assailing us on every hand, as we remember what God has said, remember what he has spoken to us, as we refresh our vision and renew our commitment to him, as we wait on him, resurrection is sure to come. Resurrection of our hopes, resurrection of our dreams, resurrection of the thing that he has promised is sure to come. I want to look at another scripture just very quickly here. And this is Psalm 22. Some of you who were on the other day as Minister Regina and I spoke about the seven last words. And if you haven't seen that, it's right here in the Facebook group page. Go back and check that out. It is good stuff, if I must say so myself. The Lord spoke to us. But we mentioned the 22nd Psalm, which the Lord quotes from the cross. He quotes that first verse from the cross as he says, Lord, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But that's not the whole story. He didn't leave it there. He goes on to express his hope in God. And as we look in 22 verses 8 through 10, he says, commit yourself to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him because he delights in him. Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust when upon my mother's breast. Upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb. See, he didn't just start caring about you. He didn't just start making a way for you. He didn't just start opening doors for you. He's been doing it your whole life. Remember, there were other times, and it wasn't, had nothing to do maybe, you know, with a virus or a pandemic. But there were other times when you thought, this is it. I'm going down for the last time. Ain't no way to get out of this. Ain't no way to avoid this. Ain't no way to overcome this. But God, who was there for you from the beginning and before, for real, brought you out, brought you through, brought you up and over. And he wants you to understand that he has not changed his mind about any of that. He still intends to bring you out of even this situation that you're in right now. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is the one who is able to resurrect us. Hallelujah. A little praise break right there. Yes. Amen. Sister Chris, Sister Linda, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's the one who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we have asked or imagined. He hasn't changed his mind about you. And on this Resurrection Sunday, he wants you to know that the resurrection of hope is good. It's an okay thing to hope. If your hope is placed in him, don't place it in situations, circumstances, or even people. Don't place it in the government. I ain't saying nothing bad about the government. Understand, they're doing the best they can, I guess. But my hope is in the resurrected Savior. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yea, who rose again on my behalf, opened the doors of hope once again to me. And to you today, he extends hope as well. One more of the Psalms I want to look at real quick here. This is Psalm 16. You know, some of y'all say he don't ever use the Bible. No, y'all don't say that. I know y'all love me. But for real, I want to use a few scriptures today. This is Psalm 16, verses 8 through 10. The psalmist says, I have set the Lord continually before me. Continually before me. Get that right there. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. See, listen. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore. Hope again in the Lord today. Let this resurrection day be a time for the resurrection of hope in you, within you, because you're placing your hope in him. That's the point right there. That's the thing that he wants to get over to you. Because listen, otherwise, man, it's a pretty dismal picture. It's a pretty dismal picture out there right now. I think anyone would agree. We're not trying to sugarcoat this thing, but we don't have to. We don't have to sugarcoat it. We can absolutely rely upon the word of God. We can absolutely rely upon the promises of God. We can absolutely rely upon the prophetic word of God. Listen, some of you who've gotten a word and you've let that slip, you need to grab hold of it. Do you understand that when David went out to meet Goliath, He knew that he had a prophetic word that he would be king. So guess what, G? It's a bad day for you. Because I'm on my way to the throne. I've got a word that he's going to bring me through. He's going to bring me out. Hallelujah. I got one more today for you in these R's. I think this will make number 5. Because we talked about remembering, refreshing, renewing. For those of you who are taking notes, we talk, of course, today about a resurrection. But then I also want us to look at this 5th R. The Lord is saying, rest. Rest. Now listen, I know that for many of us, this has been a time kind of a mandated rest. But you know what? I know I've got some, I got some folks who will co-sign this for me. You can be in the house. You can be off work. You can be without those kinds of responsibilities necessarily on you and still not be at rest. Can I tell you what God loves, and that's the truth? Can I tell you what some of you personally can attest to? That you can be at home in the house worrying about everything. You can be at home in the house without the threat of coronavirus, because you know it ain't in your house, so I can't catch you sitting there in the house, and still worried about everything, still concerned about all kinds of stuff, still in a state of unrest. God said, that's not the ticket right now. That's not where I want you to be. That's not for you. There are a lot of people who are very worried, very concerned about all kinds of things right now. As I said, they had stuff they were worried about before Corona ever showed up. Some of them are on this line right now. You had stuff going on before Corona ever showed up. And so, you know, putting you on lockdown only exacerbated the situation, only caused you to even go inward more on all the stuff that's wrong that probably really won't work out now, that really is questionable now. And you found yourself in a state of unrest and of inner turmoil. But God says today to you, I want you at rest, because I am the resurrection and the life. I am the one who resurrects your hope. I am the one in whom you can trust. I am the one in whom you can depend. And as you place your trust in me, as you remember what I have already said to you, as you remember what I've promised, as you allow my spirit to refresh your vision and to renew your commitment, I am going to resurrect hope in you, and I'm going to give you rest. The peace of God that passes all understanding. There remains, the Hebrew writer tells us, there remains a rest for the people of God. This situation has not come so we can run around like chickens with a head cut off. This situation has not come so that we can join the world in its clamor, so we can join the world in its sense of hopelessness, so that we can join the world in its sense of fearful anticipation. No. This is the time when the people of God will stand up. Why and how will they stand up? They will stand up precisely because they remembered what God has said to them. They remembered. They allowed Holy Spirit to refresh and renew their vision of things, to give them some 2020 glasses. You know, this is 2020, and before the year got here, man, it was probably June of last year already. People were prophesying, 2020 is going to be the year of vision and clarity, 2020 vision. Everybody talking about it. Everybody prophesying about that. All the co-signers on that one real quick. I'm one of those people. I absolutely believe that God is giving 2020 vision. He is giving clarity to his people as they remember what he said, as they rely upon him, as they put their trust in him, as they allow hope to be resurrected, as they, not in frantic clamor, but in rest, allow themselves to be led by the Spirit of God, allow themselves to see in the Spirit. Listen, this is going to be a glorious time for the saints of God who allow themselves to have resurrection hope, who allow themselves to rest in the promise of God, in the Spirit of God, and in the care of God, who allow him to begin to unfold and unpack what he's already given them, what he's already said to them. This is that time. Yeah, I'm challenging you to do this. I'm challenging you to allow Holy Spirit to work in you to bring about a resurrection of hope, to bring about a powerful vision for the future. I told you last week, after these things, and I've been hearing a testimony of others co-signing that word from the Lord, that there is an after coming. This is not all there is. There is an after coming. Woo! I remember so often through the Old Testament how God dealt with the remnant of people. See, you can't get where God is trying to take us, Deliverance Temple, by following the crowd. The dictates of the crowd say it's time to throw up your hands, scream, run around in circles mindlessly. Corona gonna get everybody. We're all gonna die. The sky is falling. We know it's real. I'm not here to say that nothing's happening, we're all just fine. We know this thing is real. But what I am saying is that it is not for you to lose your mind, but rather to regain your mind, regain your hope in God. It is a time in which he is preparing us who will listen, who will enter into the rest that is by faith. It is a time where he will renew, restore, refresh, give new vision, new insight, new understanding for what is coming ahead, for what you are to do in the coming days. I remember in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, he even named his son, prophetically, named his son Yasher Yashuv. Yasher Yashuv, which means a remnant shall return. We've seen some bad days, and we're going to see some more before it's all over. There's no question about that. But I want you to know that a remnant shall return. I believe we're part of that remnant. I believe that we are part of the people of God who are committed to doing this his way, committed to remembering, placing his word above the circumstances that we are seeing, enforcing the victory of the cross and of the resurrection. Listen, either the resurrection was real and real for us, or it was just another day on the calendar. I choose to believe that things changed, that the whole world shifted, and that for those who believe and embrace all, not just part, but all of the finished work of Christ, that we can be and shall be victorious even in this present set of circumstances and situations. I am here telling you today that I know, like I know my name, Minister Rogers, I'm telling you that God intends right now, today, to begin resurrecting hope inside you. As you remember, as you lay hold of the promises of God, of the word of God, of what he has told you before, as you say, listen, I'm not going to let the enemy or the world or the news stations steal my hope, steal my joy in God. I'm going to rest assured that he has not forgotten about me. I'm going to rest assured that he's speaking to me even now. That he wants me to know that I have plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I have plans for you, plans for your well-being, not for your calamity, not for your destruction, but I have plans to give you a future and a hope. There's that hope again. Even though the people of God in that scripture were about to go into captivity for 70 years, God was merciful enough to give them a word of promise and prophecy before they ever entered into the captivity, before they ever entered into the cloud. What has God said to you before Corona showed up? My God! What has he said to you before Corona showed up? What was his promise to you before? What was his word to you? Go back and get it. Let it be resurrected today in the name of Jesus. Let the resurrection hope of the cross and of the resurrection itself fill you today with hope. And at the very same time, bring a peace that passes understanding. Bring a rest that allows you to hear clearly the word of God. Because there is coming an after these things time. There is coming an after these things time. And I hope and I pray that you will be prepared, that you will have not taken all this time and given it to CNN, given it to Fox News, given it to MSNBC, given it to whomever out there. Chasing down conspiracy theories and whatever else. I'm going to leave that alone. Okay. Much less, I'm going to leave it alone. But and promoting them. Promoting all kinds of stuff. That's part of the reason people are dying right now. Is because they don't just take the facts and go with that. They're off in all kinds of he said, she said, and people are literally dying. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know where the absolute best, most true knowledge can be found? In the Lord, in his word. But if I'm too busy watching CNN and MSNBC and Fox and everybody else, and the clamor inside my own head is so loud that I can no longer hear the voice of God, then I'm opening myself up to the worst of things. And that is not by any means, don't you dare go out of here and say, well, Mark said people are dying because it's their own fault, because they didn't hear God and they didn't love Jesus and so they're dead. That is not what I'm saying. But I am talking to you who are alive and remain. That now, like no other time, is the time to remember what God has said. To allow Holy Spirit to refresh vision, clear, clarified vision in you. To allow the Holy Spirit to renew with your consent, your commitment to him. Because his intention for you is to resurrect hope in you like never before. I believe firmly, once we get through this, as we're coming out the other side of it, you're going to see unprecedented miracles from God. Because listen, as I spoke prophetically on New Year's Eve at Watch Night Service, that this would be a year of the unprecedented, of new precedents. We're just in the fourth month, y'all. 2020 ain't over. We've seen new precedents. Never before have we had a lockdown like this, exactly. And so the normal is being shifted. You'll have a new normal when you come up out of this. However, I want you to understand that God still remains true to his word that this will be a year of new precedents for his people. He will establish new precedents for us. He will allow us to minister and to absolutely spring forward in ways that we've never seen before. And so it's an exciting time as we allow Holy Spirit to renew in us hope, as we rest in him and begin to hear his voice as he instructs us one step at a time how we're moving forward, what's going to happen afterwards, how we are to stand up and be his people in a new way, because he's establishing new precedents for us. I believe, and I don't hesitate to prophesy to you right now that on the other side of this, yes, there will be glory. And that glory will be an unprecedented move of God, an unprecedented manifestation of God. We're going to talk about that, but I don't want to get in there right now. An unprecedented manifestation of God through his people is about to occur. America and the world has not seen what's getting ready to come in terms of revelation, revival, restoration. But not a restoration of the old stuff, not a restoration of the same old. You're not going back to normal. Whatever your normal was, you're not going back there. God is setting new precedents. He's giving you new vision, new precedents, and a new relationship with time. Woo! I'm excited about it. Listen, about to run out of time here today. I thank you so much. I thank you so much for tuning in, as they used to say on the old radio broadcast. Thank you for all your comments. I'll go back and look through all of those. God bless you for your participation today. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I hope that on this resurrection day, you will allow hope to be restored in you, resurrected in you, that you will find a rest in God that will carry you forward in strength and in power like no other time in your life. This has been Transformation Hour. And once again, we bless you in the name of the Lord and wish you the best and happiest of resurrection days there in your homes. And we invite you to tune in for the morning worship conference call at 11 o'clock this morning. You'll find the number in the announcements section of this page. So just go over and click on announcements there and look for that phone number if you don't have it already. We're going to see you there, or hear you there at least, at 11 o'clock. Our own bishop will be bringing the word today. I am excited about that. We're gonna worship God, and we're going to praise him for who he is, the resurrected Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you again. I will talk to you all very soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.